BBC in Belfast is hosting a series of lunchtime conversations to mark Book Week 2018. And you can be part of it if you're interested in poetry and books and libraries. And by the way, if you're not, you should be. Or getting your kids involved in reading. It's a brilliant initiative, this, from BBC Northern Ireland. And they're going an extra step now. Tara Mills is going to be hosting one of the very popular events tomorrow, Tara. Yeah. Morning to you, Tara.
Good morning.
Good morning. You'll be meeting William Seagart, right?
Yeah, a very, very interesting book, I have to say. We had a great event on Monday. And poetry, you know, it can be a bit like it or hate it. A lot of people were put off poetry at school, and that definitely was part of the conversation that we had on Monday. But actually, by the end of it, it felt like a bit of a treat because the author who had put together this collection of poems just kind of explained a little bit more about them. So tomorrow's event actually takes this one stage further, and William Seagart's book is, he had an event a couple of years ago, and a friend of his said, look, I think poetry will really help people whenever they're feeling down, whenever they've lost somebody, whenever they're in love and maybe that's unrequited, or any of the things that can affect us in our daily lives. And you should have a prescription pad and you write down what poem they should go and read. And it sounds ridiculous, but it's unbelievable. And you've got to read his book. It's amazing. Because what I found so interesting about it was that even if you don't necessarily understand the poem or you don't necessarily get it, he's done like a little page beside it. So I'll give you, for instance, there's a poem called Follower by Seamus Heaney, which I didn't know before. And it's basically about how you spend your childhood looking up to your parents and thinking they're the best thing since sliced bread. And then you become an adult and you sort of think, oh, well, actually, they're just human beings. And you realise that, you know, they're maybe not so perfect. And then towards the end of their lives, and there's a really sad line at the very end of the poem, which says, but now it's my father who keeps stumbling behind me and will not go away. And I mean, I read it and nearly started to cry. I thought, that's awful. That's so sad. But then William has put this like little bit of a note in that says, actually, this is going to happen to everybody. It's part of life. It's very sad whenever your parents get really old and they're frail and they're maybe not very well, or maybe they, they develop dementia or Alzheimer's. But it does happen to everybody. And you know what? Is that not better than losing your parents whenever you're young? So there's all sorts of like little hints and tips to say this bit of poetry might just help you see things differently and it might just make you feel a little bit better.
I think there's I don't know about other people, but I nearly think poetry is beyond me. I nearly think it's for somebody that's more intellectual or just a different walk of life. But
I know exactly what you mean. I really do. And I think that's the joy of this book, is that it just, without being patronising and without being, you know, very highbrow, it just explains a little bit more about, because if you'd read that poem about the Seamus Heaney poem, you could have gone away feeling a bit down about it. And if you're in that position where you're caring for an elderly relative, you might think, all right, okay, well, but, you know, this is it. This is life. This is what we have to do. But he sort of just explains little elements of the poems that just makes you sort of think, right, actually, I see that in a different way. So I think it is, and I think that's why it's been so popular, because I think a lot of people, as I said earlier, maybe got put off poetry at school. You tended to find that you were given this piece of paper and seven questions underneath it, and you had your head in your hands thinking, I really don't understand this, or I can't be bothered to do this, or you maybe just didn't have that much life experience to appreciate what the meaning of the poem was. So I think maybe it is a thing just as you get a bit older. Some people get it straight away, other people it's maybe a bit later in life. And I suppose it's choosing the poetry that means something to you at that given time in whatever place you are in your life.
So what's the crack with tomorrow? Can people turn up at the door? Are there still tickets available? I know this is going to start at 1 o'clock tomorrow in Broadcasting House, right?
Yeah, it's down in the BBC in Ormeau Avenue. I mean, as far as I'm aware, I hope I'm not saying the wrong thing, there are still tickets available, and I think there would always be room at the back if people did just turn up. But I do think, I mean, we came away on Monday feeling as if we'd been given a bit of a gift. It was such a lovely conversation with some brilliant people in the audience who told us all about their experiences of actually writing things down and not realising actually that is poetry. And again, you mentioned it in the introduction, you know, introducing children to poetry, but also yeah, introducing children to poetry that's relevant to them rather than things that are just going to go over their heads.
Well, look, tickets, I'm just reading here, tickets and admission to Broadcasting House will be in a first come, first serve basis.
Oh, there you go. You know more than me.
Will be restricted to only 2 tickets per person. All events will begin promptly at 1 o'clock. You can apply for tickets, bbc.co.uk/tickets. You can apply for those now for tomorrow, or look at this, or you can turn up on the day. So why not turn up? Give yourself a new experience tomorrow, 1 o'clock tomorrow here in Broadcasting House. Tara, thank you very much. And stop looking so well on TV.
Oh, you look lovely, Stephen, all the time. Don't put yourself down.
Now I know you're spoofing. Thank you, Tara. See you tomorrow. Thank you very much indeed.
Bye.
So why not? Why not do something different tomorrow and come to us here at the BBC? We'd love to see you as part of Book Week 2018, and that's tomorrow at 1 o'clock.